There are a lot of ways we can lower everyday out-of-pocket costs to make sure Wisconsinites and working families can afford basic needs. So I have good news. The plan I'm announcing tonight will support our economy and our workforce, lower out-of-pocket costs for working families and Wisconsinites, and help give folks a little breathing room in their household budgets. No surprise, child care is too darn expensive. We have to make child care more affordable and accessible. This is as much about doing what's best for our kids as it's doing what's best for parents and our workforce and in our economy too. Our state budget will, once again, include sustainable, ongoing funding to make our child care accounts program permanent, including investing over $500 million aimed at lowering child care costs, supporting this critical industry, investing in employer-sponsored childcare. And when we're looking at everyday out-of-pocket costs, childcare is not the only thing folks are struggling to afford. The cost of prescriptions and life-saving medication like insulin are also too darn high. According to a 2023 national survey, more than a quarter of adults in America are having a hard time affording their prescription drugs. No Wisconsinite should have to choose between paying bills and putting food on the table and getting their life-saving medication. Accessing health care and picking up basic prescriptions or insulin should not break the bank, folks. So let's work to lower the cost of prescriptions and protect consumers from price gouging on life-saving medication. Through my Less for Rx plan, I will again ask Republicans and Democrats to work together to approve new state programs aimed at setting price ceilings for prescriptions and improving oversight of drug companies to make sure Wisconsinites are getting a fair shake. Let's remove the sales tax on over-the-counter medications and cap the copay on insulin at $35 while we're at it.